And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's episode is entitled, Old Clothes is Good Clues. One of the most baffling experiences of our lifetime was the disappearance of Yuki Butcher. He just seemed to drop out of circulation. We just couldn't find him anywhere. He wasn't in his room. He wasn't driving his taxi cab. He wasn't seen by any of his friends. And we had been searching desperately for him because we felt that maybe he was angry with Sparky and with me after Sparky had decisively beaten him in a game of tiddlywinks. When we were at loss for what to do next, the mayor received a telephone call from one of the policemen investigating the case.
Hey, boy, look at Mayor Plumfront's face, eh, John? Whatever it was, the policeman on the telephone told the mayor, it sure has got him real surprised and excited.
Yeah, it sure has. Mayor looks awfully shocked about it.
Well, listen, Gorgonzola, you stay right where you are. Yeah, keep that coat. We'll be down to take a look at it right away. All right, goodbye.
What was it, Mayor? Certainly are excited.
Hey, was it something about Yuki, Mayor?
I don't know, lad, I don't know. In a way, I hope it isn't anything about old Yuki, but then again, well, it just might be a clue.
Well, what is it? Tell us.
Well, Buster, lad, that was Officer Gorgonzola calling, and he says they have found a jacket. A jacket just like Yuki Butcher always wears, you know. And they
found the jacket that Yuki wears. Boy, where? Hey, let's get down there. Maybe we finally got a clue as to where he might be.
Yeah, Mayor, where did the police find this jacket?
Well, Buster, I hate to say this, but they found it down on the riverbank, near the spot where the kidnappers were captured.
You're kidding, on the riverbank?
The riverbank?
Yep. I'm afraid so, fellas.
Hey, you don't think that Yuki jumped in the river, do you?
Oh, now, Sparky, Yuki wouldn't do a thing like that.
Well, then what's the jacket doing, laying on the riverbank? Unless... Hey, maybe he was kidnapped by the kidnappers and they threw him into the river.
Well, I don't know what happened, but get our coats, because we're heading for the riverbank right now.
Okay, but let's hurry. We haven't got a minute to lose. From our house?
About 12 miles.
Well, it seems to me we've traveled more than 12 miles by now. You sure you're going in the right direction, Big John?
Of course I'm going in the right direction. We'll soon be there. Just keep your beanie on there.
Just seems like we've been riding for a long time, lad. This here old Tin Lizzie at Big John's, when he laughingly calls an automobile, just doesn't go very fast.
Boy, Big John, I don't see why you don't get a new car. Don't you ever feel kind of silly driving around in this old heat?
What's the matter with this old heat, or this car? Why, it's as good as new. Why, they don't make cars like this anymore.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Yeah, you can say that again. They sure don't make cars like this anymore. Boy, listen to that motor.
Sort of sounds like a coffee grinder that somebody threw a lopsided monkey wrench into.
All right, you guys. Enough of those nasty remarks about my car. I like it, and I still say it's in perfectly fine condition.
Hey, look, there's the river. There's the river, Big John. Wow, look at that big white boat parked over there.
That's the Green Line Wharf, lad. That there big white boat that you see docked there is the Delta Queen. She makes regular trips up and down the Ohio and the Mississippi rivers between Cincinnati and New Orleans.
Well, I'd sure like to ride on that boat someday.
Hey, that would be nice. Mayor, hey, look, after all this business with Yuki Butcher is over, what do you say we all make a little trip down to New Orleans on the Delta Queen? I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I guess it would, lad. I've always wanted to ride on a river steamer.
You mean to tell me you've never been on a river steamer?
Nope.
My goodness, Mayor, I can remember one of the biggest treats of my boyhood was a ride up to Coney Island and the old Island Queen.
Oh, well, I used to ride on the Island Queen, Buster. I mean, I never took a long trip on a river boat. Oh, yes, I rode on the island queen up to Coney Island lots of times.
Good old island queen. Too bad it had to burn.
Yep. Going up to Coney Island just isn't as much fun as it used to be when there was a good old island queen to ride up and down the river on.
Hey, there's the suspension bridge.
Yes, I suppose we'll have to turn down one of these streets to get under it, won't we, Mayor? I'm not very well acquainted down here.
I just better turn down this next street here, Buster. Turn to the right there. Now, we want to get behind those fruit and vegetable warehouse buildings.
Okay. So here we go.
Wow, look at all the police cars. I've never seen that many in one place before.
Yeah, it looks like they think they really found something, Buster.
Say it does. Look at the police. Boy, they're everywhere. Let's see, I'll park over here behind this squad car. I guess that'd be all right, don't you think?
Yeah, such a good place there. I can see Officer Gorgonzola stand right there. I want to talk to him.
Whoa, baby, whoa.
That's way, Bucky. It takes care of it all right.
Here's the officer coming this way. He sees you, Mayor.
Yeah, I'll just wind down the window here and talk to him. Howdy there, Officer Gorgonzola.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Something new has happened.
Yeah, well...
Something new? Did you find some more clues? Where's your jacket?
Well, that's just it. Seems a tramp. He came along and he says that a jacket was his. And now we don't know what to do.
Well, Officer Gorgonzola, you didn't let the tramp take the jacket away, did you?
No, he's sitting in that squad car. I'll go get the jacket so you can look at it.
Yeah, you go get it and let's take a good close look at it. We can tell you in a second if it's Yuki's jacket, all right?
I'll be right back, Mayor. Just sit tight.
Well, I've heard of Irish policemen, but that's the first Italian policeman I've ever seen here in town.
Oh, bust your Officer Gorgonzola's wife makes the best Italian spaghetti and meatballs you ever done had. My mouth waters just thinking about it.
Is that right? Boy, tell me about it.
I don't know how you and Big John can talk about food at a time like this. We're here to find out whether or not Yuki jumped in the river.
Oh, come on, Sparky. It's like I said before. Yuki just wouldn't do a thing like that.
Well, then what was his jacket doing on the riverbank?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps he was kidnapped by those men who escaped from jail, and when they brought him here, he escaped from them and left his jacket laying on the riverbank. That's one way.
Okay, if he escaped from the kidnappers, then where is he now?
Well, he's probably... Well, that's a good question. I guess we'll just have to wait before we can wonder about that one. First, we're going to have to take a look at the jacket that the police have found.
Well, we won't have long to wait, Buster, because here comes Officer Gorgonzola with the jacket, all right, and from here... It sure looks to me like the one Yuki used to wear.
Yeah, it does. What do you think, Sparky?
Yeah. Yeah, it does look like Yuki's jacket.
Well, Mayor, here's the jacket we found laying on the riverbank. Is this the one that Yuki always wore?
Here, let me take a close look at it. Yeah. What do you think, Big John? Looks like Yuki's jacket to me. And I'd say it is Yuki's jacket. Red and black plaid with a brown fur collar. Sure looks like it to me. What do you think, Sparky?
Yeah, it's the same kind of jacket Yuki used to wear.
The same kind? You mean you think this isn't Yuki's jacket?
Wait a minute. Let me take a little closer look at it here.
Well, what do you want to look at, lad? Something special you know about Yuki's old plaid jacket?
Yes, and I happen to know that this isn't Yuki's jacket.
It isn't?
How do you know that, lad?
Well, first of all, the jacket that Yuki has that's just like this one he's had for a long time, and he always wore his taxicab driver's union button on the lapel. And there were lots of torn threads on the lapel where he kept pinning on that button, see? But this jacket doesn't have any spot like that.
Well, what do you know about that? Now, there's detective work for you, and the lad's right. This jacket doesn't have any torn spot where Yuki pins his taxicab driver's union button.
And then on top of that, Yuki had his name sewed inside the collar. See? No name here. And nothing was ever sewed in here.
Well, what do you think, Big John?
Well, that settles it. It's not Yuki's jacket.
All right, Officer Gorgonzola. Give this here jacket back to the man who says it's his.
Sure thing, Mayor. Oh, and, Mayor?
Yes?
We just want the facts.
Just want the facts. Yes, just the facts, man.
Well, now we're right back where we started from. The jacket found on the riverbank doesn't belong to Yuki, but Yuki's still missing. I wonder where he could be. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, Yuki's still missing, and we aren't any closer to finding him. He wasn't kidnapped. I don't see how he could get lost. But where is he? Why did he disappear? Well, it sure is a mystery. Just think, last Monday I was playing tiddlywinks with him and beat him. But today, just a week later, Yuki's missing and nobody knows where he is or why he disappeared. I wonder if we'll ever find him. Maybe he disappeared just like his old friend, old Charlie Russell, does once in a while. Last time he disappeared was back in 1937, and nobody has seen or heard of him since. Boy, what a mystery. I'll see you tomorrow, kids, because I've got a lot of thinking to do. So long.